www.totalcountrybobfm.com. Total Country Bob FM.
Almanac on the air on Bob FM here today. Neil is here. Are you ready, Neil?
Let's do this thing.
Okay. We're going to give you the status update of the day. It's Thursday, January 10th. 10th day of the year, 3:55 left to go. 1776, a man by the name of Thomas Paine,
yes,
released a pamphlet. It wasn't a book. It wasn't a manifesto. It was a pamphlet.
Might have been one of our first pamphlets as a country.
Pamphlets are kind of a lost art now because of online, and everybody's got their little Kindle and their tablet. Common Sense, which was basically an advocating pamphlet for American independence.
Was it a trifold? I wonder.
I don't know if they had invented trifolds yet. They didn't have that. You know how hard and how...
Wow. That's ingenious. Ben Franklin should have come up with it.
Well, yeah, but you know, you have to have the folder. You know just how labor-intensive it would to have everybody do three folds instead of two if you're doing it by hand?
That is true.
1883, there was a fire at the Newhall Hotel in Milwaukee, and it says here, the uninsured Newhall Hotel in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It killed 71, but General Tom Thumb of P.T. Barnum fame was able to escape. He's able to get through the mail chute. He was so small.
Serious.
1883. I don't know. Look it up. I may be making it up. It can be true if you want it to be true.
I do.
It's not a lie if you believe it, Neil. 1920, the League of Nations ratified the Treaty of Versailles, officially ending World War I with Germany. 1920 was also the date that the League of Nations was created. So the League of Nations created was the precursor to the to what do we have now?
United Nations?
Yeah. Bingo. Ding, ding, ding.
There we go.
So the League of Nations created, and on the very first day, they ratified the Treaty of Versailles. 1920, that was the date. 1949. Listen to that music.
You're listening to the Sleeping Beauty, Tchaikovsky's beautiful ballet music, on the new distortion-free RCA Victor 45 RPM records. Toscanini hailed them as remarkably faithful and a significant advance. Listen, compare, and you too will agree that RCA Victor's 45 RPM record is the finest and best ever made.
That's actual audio from 1949, a promo record on a 45.
That is awesome.
Promoting a 45 RPM record. You know, we were growing up, we had those.
Oh, yes.
My mother had just boxes and boxes of them. That's what they bought. That was a single. You had an A side, you had a B side.
Well, they had 78s.
And they had 78s before that, but they were a little cumbersome.
They were.
45 was a perfect size.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't an LP, and when it goes faster, it actually, the sound quality, I think, is actually better. The grooves are not as narrow. They're a little wider.
Right.
So that maybe the scratches weren't as profound and didn't affect the sound as much.
And they did on 78. They had 78s and 45s, then the 33 and a third, the albums, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 45 RPM introduced this date, 1949, by those just crazy cats at RCA.
Wow.
Just
they were ingenious.
They were. They were blazing new territory and trails. Masterpiece Theater premiered on PBS. Alistair Cook was the host. Who else?
The guy.
They picked the only guy that would.
That's the only guy I know.
Even be close to being able to host a show like that. That was 1971, of course, on PBS.
Very majestic.
1982, we're remembering Paul Lynde on this date.
Mm. When a man falls out of your boat and into the water, you should yell, "Man overboard." Now, what should you yell if a woman falls overboard?
Full speed ahead.
Plenty of zingers there for Paul Lynde. He passed away on this date of a heart attack.
He was a young man.
He was 55 years old, Center Square, Hollywood Squares, and of course, Uncle Arthur on Bewitched. That was a memorable role as well.
Yes, it was.
Now, on the same day that Paul Lynde passed away, this happened in the world of sports.
Montana. Oh, yes.
Looking, throwing in the end zone.
The That's Vin Scully. You think of him as baseball, but he did some CBS football back in the day.
Yeah, that was a fine catch in the back of the end zone there.
And, yes, it's now known as the catch. Dwight Clark from Joe Montana got San Francisco to their first ever Super Bowl. And that same day, that was the NFC Championship. In the AFC game, they were playing in Cincinnati. Remember San Diego at Cincinnati? The wind chill was 59 below.
Yes, very cold.
In Cincinnati on that same date.
Boomer Esiason?
That was Ken Anderson for 82. Mm-hmm. 1999, a lot of people love The Sopranos.
Uncle Junior's my father's brother.
That's the one.
Good guy, just getting old. Cranky. Used to take me to Yankee games when I was a kid. I love my uncle. At the same time, when I was young, he told my girl cousins I would never be a varsity athlete, and frankly, that was a tremendous blow to my self-esteem.
Yeah, it was. Just think, if what's-his-name would have been Tony Soprano, if he would have been a good varsity athlete, would have had higher self-esteem, he may not have gone on that murderous spree and been a mafia boss.
He might not have been.
We never would have had The Sopranos. I never watched that because it was on HBO, and I refused to pay extra for TV. I already pay enough for TV.
Right.
I can't pay extra for HBO. I tell these people that call in DirecTV, yeah, we'll give you HBO and Cinemax. I go, I would have to quit my job and not sleep if I wanted to watch any more TV. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm just sorry. And I don't want your free... I don't want your free 1 week or 2 week because then they trick you.
They do.
You forget to call in to cancel it. Oh, you're on the hook for a month.
Or a year.
Or a year.
I don't know how long I'm on the hook.
Ouch.
I know I got to make a call sometime in the next 2 months.
You better do it.
Or I'm going to have a lifetime of the contract I'll never get out of.
Well, it was confirmed on this day 2000 that, yes, indeed, it was the seed of David Crosby that Melissa Etheridge and her partner Julie Cypher used for their baby.
Sure.
David Crosby, they wanted somebody with big mustache and a big gut, apparently.
Well, they got the right guy. And then they didn't stay together, I don't think. What's the guess?
I haven't stayed in touch with Melissa Etheridge on that. They broke up. I don't know. Well, that's too bad.
About time of the birth.
I'm sure the kid's still going strong because he'd be 19 by now.
Right.
Or maybe 18 going on 19.
A legendary singer David Bowie has died.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Ziggy Stardust.
Take your protein.
And we just mentioned his birthday 2 days ago, and then 2 days after his birthday, after his 69th birthday, he passed away.
That was
David Bowie.
How many years ago?
2016, okay. 3 years ago. We're going to move on to birthdays now today.
Hi, I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl. That's my other brother Daryl.
Oh, the Newhart Show went to new heights when they brought those guys on.
Yeah.
And the only one that would talk, the one who was Larry, he was Larry and he had the Daryls, his brothers. William Sanderson is 75 today. Happy birthday.
Very cool.
From Newhart.
I love it.
Rod Stewart on our list today.
My little sister still swoons over him, even at his advanced age.
And his goofy looks.
Yeah.
He's trying to look young and he's old.
I never found him as a handsome gentleman. But I don't have the same eye, maybe, that others
do.
Well,
she bought that 45 record of If You Want My Body and You Think I'm Sexy. And it's so much more about perception. He's a big soccer guy, too. That Rod Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
He and Mick Jagger knew each other well.
Mm-hmm.
Rod Stewart, 74 today. More music. Donald Fagen is 71.
Steely Dan.
Yes. She don't remember. It was him and Walter Becker.
Yeah, and Walter has passed,
he
right?
has.
Yes.
Donald Fagen, though, still with us.
Still doing, going out and performing some music.
Great vice. Great voice. Hey, 19. George Foreman, boxer turned grill guy.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. See that? See that? Knock out the fat.
He's knocking out the fat, that George Foreman guy. How many kids does he have, and they're all named George?
Like eight.
Several of them.
Yeah.
George the Eighth. I'm George the Eighth.
I am.
George Foreman, 70 today.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand, it'll be all right. Surrender all your dreams to me tonight. They'll come true in the end.
Give me some guitar.
coming. There it is. Pat Benatar.
One of the best shows I've ever seen at the Medina.
One of the first ladies of rock.
Oh, she was good.
Fantastic voice. It could soar to the upper atmosphere and the stratosphere. That Crossroads they did, remember it?
Yeah, her and Martina.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a good one.
Oh, really good.
So Pat Benatar is 66 today. We have a wrestler.
Are you calling me a liar? Say the words. Are you calling me a... Shut your mouth! I'm asking you a question. Are you calling Buff Daddy a liar?
I'm not calling you anything. I'm asking the questions here. You're not asking them.
You get a Mean Gene.
Yeah, go
There's
after him.
There's a Mean Gene cameo. That's Buff Bagwell. He was one with the top hat in the WCW there in the 90s.
I don't remember him.
You weren't watching wrestling at that time, and that's a shame.
Yeah.
He's 49 today. That's Buff Bagwell. Happy birthday, Buff. Marcus was his real name, but they call him Buff.
Oh, I love that. Gone but not forgotten today.
Him and Sweet Daddy Pump or whatever it was.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Scott Steiner. The Steiner Recliner. That was the name of his finishing move.
Oh, I love it. let's go back. You started with the Revolutionary War and Thomas Paine. What about Ethan Allen? He was born on this day, 1738.
Is he also known for fine furniture?
Yes, he is. The Ethan Allen Collection. Outlaw Frank James, he and his brother Jesse, they had a gang with the Youngers and the Cole Youngers and whatever else they were. 1843, they ran into some problems in Northfield, Minnesota, though. He was the Scarecrow on the Wizard of Oz movie, Ray Bolger.
The square roots of any two sides of an isosceles triangle is equal to the square root of the remaining side.
Oh, George, Rapture! I've got a brain!
He's got a brain, but he still has the wrinkles.
Yeah.
The burlap that he uses for his skin. Still a problem.
I'm sure he was able to figure a way out of that at some point. R&B singer Johnny Ray, born in this day, 1927. Baseball Hall of Famer, we lost him not that long ago. Big Mac, Willie Mack, Willie McCovey, along with Willie Mays and Bobby Bonds. They made up a pretty powerful Giants team. Back in the 60s and early 70s.
Never won a World Series, though.
No.
With that lineup, unfortunately.
No, they were.
Even with Juan Marichal, they had some pretty good players.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, those were the days when you had to win the pennant.
Yeah.
Before the playoffs,
there
even.
No divisions.
No.
You won your regular season, you won your league, and you went to the World Series.
And they had the Dodgers, the Cardinals.
Hard to get in.
And there were a lot of good teams.
Some really good teams there. He might still be the all-time leader of Grand Slams in the National League. Willie McCovey, clutch hitter, 1938. Actor Sal Mineo from Giant and Rebel Without a Cause, 1939. And singer-songwriter Jim Croce.
If you're going to say...
Oh, we have
Scott McKenzie.
Yeah, I went out of order. My bad. Singer and songwriter.
I've never worn flowers in my hair.
I really haven't either.
I put a feather in my cap.
Right.
I've done that many a times. You'd find a feather out on the farm, whether it was a goose feather, maybe a pigeon feather, just slip it in the old cap,
and
ready to go.
Sometimes when you're mowing the yard on a windy day, you get some leaf stuck in your hair, but never purposely put a flower in my hair. Scott McKenzie did, 1939. Now Jim Croce, 1943.
Photographs and memories.
Oh, so good.
Christmas cards you sent to me. All that I have are these to remember you.
I can listen to his music for a long time.
That was one of the first CDs I bought. Remember, I talked about getting a CD player in 1988, and this was one of the handful, five or six first CDs I got was a Jim Croce Greatest Hits, which was titled Photographs and Memories.
He was killed in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
In the early 70s. Frank Sinatra Jr., Jeremy, he was kidnapped.
The one who was kidnapped.
He was born on this day, 1944, and she did some acting.
Great actress.
Adult style. One of the most popular, maybe the best known.
The first lady of the American theater.
X-rated movie was Deep Throat with Linda Lovis. That was like in the early 70s. And she was born on this day, 1949, somewhat troubled. It's all, they're all gone.
They
but
are.
Not forgotten.
The All Request Lunch Hour after being at the Richfield Legion yesterday, back in studio today, noon to one. So a programming note for you.
Okay.
Neil sticking around for this Bobathon. Would you like to start it with 6 days on the road? Sawyer Brown version.
Okay.
Neil McCoy, The Shake, or Shenandoah. If Bubba can dance, I can too.
Let's go Sawyer Brown today.
Sawyer Brown coming up. I got to find, though, there's something that we got to do legally
before
I get into it, as you know. So let's do that now. And then Sawyer Brown on Bob FM.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.